We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You're listening to The Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio and Sneaky Joe DiBiase on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Is that really one of your favorite movies ever, Wedding Crashers?
It is, yes.
It's hilarious. It really is a funny, funny movie.
I maybe the movie I've seen the most.
Really?
Ever. Yeah, wow. I think it's the movie I've seen the most. I wouldn't say it is my definitive favorite movie of all time. I think that might be The Big Short. We were discussing movies in the break here, but like you know. It's its own vibe, right? It's kind of like a feel-good movie, the rom-com genre. Yeah, Wedding Crashers. Top five for me all time, for sure. On my list. I'm not saying it's a top five movie ever.
Oh, right. I don't know what movie I've seen the most. I'd have to think about that.
Probably something that's like on cable TV a lot.
Yes, like Shawshank Redemption. Like, anytime it's on, I stop and I watch it, right? I gotta watch Shawshank. I think, you know, going back, like one of my favorite movies ever, I've seen it a million times, The Blues Brothers, right? I just love it. I love the music, you know, I love everything about it. Love that movie. Things like that I've definitely seen a lot, for sure. So the reason why we're bringing this up, I tweeted out earlier today, and then I brought it up with Howard at the end of his show, and I asked you, and you responded with the Wedding Crashers scene playing football. The question I asked today was, what is the best sports scene, a non-sports related movie? And the reason I have to say it like that and tweet it out is because, you know, if you just say a non-sports movie, someone's gonna give a movie that's kind of sports related but it's not really sports theme. I don't know what's it, like, I think of a movie like For Love of the Game. Is it's a love story, but it's a baseball movie, you know what I mean? Like, to me, that's a sports related movie, so you can't count that. Anything that's sports related doesn't count, even if the main storyline is not necessarily about the sport. I have had, so far in 1 hour, Joe, I have had at Sal Sports 171 replies to this tweet.
171? A lot of those have to be repeats.
In 1 hour, 171 different replies to this tweet. And I'm getting people that certainly do not follow me, and there's like blue check marks tweeting at me. And I'm like, all right, well, this is kind of going viral a little bit here. So let's have some fun with it. I'm going to go through some of them. You tell me, you know, if you've seen it, you like it, what you think about it. Because there are scenes in here that I'm thinking, oh my God, like I did not even remember that or think about that. And it's incredible.
You are denying anyone that says the volleyball scene in Top Gun, though?
I am denying that. I'm blocking people. I really won't block you. But you can't say the volleyball scene in Top Gun. That is not the best. It might be something you think about. I did think about it.
No, it might be the most famous one.
Let me tell you, Joe, how I got to this. All right, let me tell you how I got to this. This is actually the reason I even got to this in the first place was that. Because, you know, the movie Top Gun Maverick is out, as you know. Have you seen it?
I have not. I think I'm going to, though. I had no plans to see it, but okay. I'm a big Rotten Tomatoes guy, and it got an insane critical score, like 96% from the critics, which, like, action movies, I don't know, do they normally, if they're good, they're usually in the 70s. So I think I'm going to see it. Yeah, I think I'm going to see it.
Did you see the original Top Gun?
No, I didn't, which that's the other thing. I think I need to see the original. And I've tried to watch the original, Sal, and this might be blasphemous to say, I can't, it's so cheesy. I just could not get
the original
through it.
Is so cheesy.
Oh my, it's just melted cheese just flowing everywhere. Holy cow.
It is amazing. It is a totally cheesy 80s movie. It is a classic though, right? I mean, people like me, I mean,
sure. Yes.
The big
yes.
thing when we were kids, I will tell you the big thing when we were kids was it was when surround sound in your homes first started coming out. All right, people were putting these stereo systems in their house, if you will, around their television, or you know, to and people would say, put a speaker behind you and up in the wall. You know what I'm talking about, right? Like, this was the yeah. thing to do when I was a teenager. It was just starting. And the movie you did it to was Top Gun, because the way they filmed it, apparently, I don't know this. I think if I remember this correctly, maybe it just was the sound, but it felt like, or it sounded like, when the plane was taking off, for example, it'd go from one part of your room to your other part of the room in the speakers, if you hooked up your surround sound right, and you would literally be surrounded by the jet engines around in your surround sound in your living room. And it was amazing, Joe. Like, that was what you did. It wasn't just the movie. It was the sound of it and the surround sound and Top Gun. You got to watch it. And, you know, Tom Cruise, and he's this super hot hunk dude. And he's on the big screen. He's in this love story. And, you know, it's fighting. It's jet pilots. It's every kid in America watching that movie wanted to be a fighter pilot after that movie because of it. That's what Top Gun was, basically. It was it's a classic because of that, of all that.
Yeah. Listen, there are classics that... This might be even more. Should we just go down? Should I just start, you know, criticizing classic movies of all time that I didn't like? Blues Brothers. I was about to say Blues Brothers. I recognize is a classic that is super popular. I'm just saying, I watched it and I didn't love it. So I'm just saying.
But
there
do you
are
like
movies...
that kind of music, or do you not care? Like, I mean, is you know what I mean? Because for me, it's partly because it's just the music. Which
yeah,
is awesome.
No, right. I think that's probably a big reason. Like, not my speed music wise. But okay. Like, I think I cannot like movies and still acknowledge that this is a classic. And I think I would be okay doing that with Top Gun.
Okay, well, so Top Gun. So here's what the reason why I was thinking about this whole topic today was because. I was thinking about something came across my feed about Top Gun Maverick. And every time I think about Top Gun, I do think about the volleyball scene, because it's funny to think of it this way. And this is where you're right about how cheesy it is. That scene has no reason whatsoever to even be inserted in that movie other than to show off dudes with no shirts on playing volleyball with six pack abs. Like, that's all. That is the only reason to even have it in the movie, to show Tom Cruise sweaty and Val Kilmer sweaty. And by the way, who plays Goose? You know, the skinny guy. He was the doctor in ER. You know who I'm talking about.
I know who you're talking about. Yes, I don't think I know the name, though.
Anthony Edwards.
Okay. Yep.
And by the way, if you notice, he still has his shirt on in the scene, because he does not look like those guys. Okay. He's a skinny dude. He's not buff. And he's super sweat and has the, you know, sweat dripping off his muscles. That's the only reason they put it in the movie, is literally to be like a quasi sex scene is what they did. All right. Because these guys, the way they look, there is no other reason to have they're playing in jeans and beach volleyball, Joe. I mean, there's no reason for it to have. And I laugh every time I think about, why is this scene even in the movie? So I was thinking about that, and that got me to, well, wait a minute. Now they're playing volleyball. It's this movie that isn't about sports. Like, is there another scene that's kind of like that? And that's how I got to my question in my brain. Mm-hmm. And that's why I asked it today on Twitter.
I'm not even sure it's my favorite volleyball scene of all time in a non-sports movie, because the one of the first ones I thought of, I didn't tweet it because I thought of Wedding Crashers, but the pool volleyball scene in Meet the Parents with Robert De Niro and Ben Stiller.
Oh, yes.
That scene serves a purpose. That is not just there for six-pack and abs. I mean, obviously with, you know, 60-year-old Robert De Niro, you're not aiming for that anyway. It's right. More like to the storyline. So I'm putting that one, I think, above the Top Gun volleyball scene even. I'm not even giving Top Gun the top volleyball scene of all time. Not my favorite. I'm not saying it's my favorite of all time.
Well, look, we will talk sports. I want to actually do a little bit of odds today. I want to do some gambling. Got a couple of different things for you out there. The MVP odds have changed a bit, according to one site on the NFL, and it's actually impacted Josh Allen. He's actually dropped. He was the top betting line favorite. He is no longer at one site, so I'll talk about that and get your thoughts, and we'll get your thoughts on that as we go through it today. Also want to do a little over-under action, if we can, on where we stand in the NFL right now. We're beyond the draft. You kind of know where teams are. We're doing the OTAs, training camp coming up in just over a month for, you know, these teams in the NFL. So we'll do a little bit of that today. We don't have any guests, so we'd like to hear from you. 803-0550, 888 550, 2550 here on the Extra Point Show on WGR. We want to get connected with our fans. We'd like you to call up and maybe do you have a favorite sports scene in a non-sports related movie? I'd like to find that out today. We're doing this. We're talking about Top Gun Maverick and the volleyball scene, but they had what the Emmys came out for the sports Emmys and things like that the other day. So it's all kind of tying in this week. So if you have any of that, we'd like to hear from you. 803-0550. And of course, getting connected with our fans is brought to you by the law firm of Gelber and O'Connell. We take your personal injury case personally. All right, so Joe, here's a few of them I'm going to give you. 179 replies now to this tweet, and just about an hour ago I had it. How about the gymnastics scene in Old School? Do you ever see Old School?
Sure, yes. Yeah, gymnastics scene.
That was pretty amazing.
Oh, is it the Will Ferrell doesn't do it, does he? I know the scene that you're talking about.
Right. And it's again, it's your guy, the same guy with
Vince Vaughn.
In Wedding Crashers.
Yes.
Vince Vaughn.
Love
He's in that, right?
Vince
He's
Vaughn.
In that same one. There's a big run on When Harry Met Sally. Bulldog actually tweeted it. When Harry Met Sally, they're at a football game. And it's a football scene. There's a football game going on, but it's really more about a conversation between Billy Crystal and
right.
the other actor in the movie, who I can't find, Bruno Kirby.
Right. So does that qualify?
Have you seen it?
I
don't know. That's what I'm wondering.
That's like, so someone else I saw replied with when Mark Wahlberg shot Derek Jeter and the other guys. Like, is that a sports scene?
And I don't like that one.
I don't think that's a sports scene. It's involving a sports figure. It's involving a sports game, but is it a sports scene? I think my answer to that would be, I don't think this one, which I did go back and watch when I saw it reply to you, When Harry Met Sally, I don't think that qualifies. I don't think two guys sitting at a football game counts as a sports scene.
Okay, so here's one that I thought of, and you tell me if this qualifies. Because it's not, it is a sport. I think it should qualify. One of the ones that came to my mind that no one else has even replied to is, have you ever seen the movie Four Brothers with Mark Wahlberg?
I have, but it's been a very long time.
At the end of the movie, Four Brothers, Mark Wahlberg fights, his name is Bobby Mercer in the movie, and he fights a guy named Victor Sweet, and they basically meet on like an ice patch out in the middle of a lake, and they fight, and you know, an actual fist fight, and these guys are around. It's, you know, it's a kind of a to the death scene, if you will, and they're fighting. It's boxing. I mean, it's not in a boxing ring, but it's a fight scene, and it's not a fight movie. It's brothers, and the mom gets killed, and all this kind of stuff. So these guys at the end of the movie go at it, and it's a great like boxing scene. But it's not actually boxing in the ring, and I don't know, should that qualify?
Oh man, that's a tough one. I'm watching it now, like it's just right. It's two guys fighting each other with like a circle of other guys
right.
around them. Is that sports?
Yes.
I don't think it would come to mind immediately for me. So I'm not saying it
okay.
doesn't qualify, but I'm not sure I would nominate it.
What do we got here? Give me a few others. I'm looking at, if you look at the, there's one called Back to School. Do you ever see Back to School or Rodney Dangerfield? He's in a diving contest, and he has a dive called the Triple Lindy. And if anybody ever watches Back to School, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. I've gotten a lot of votes for that one today as well.
Does the scene where the Sabres win the Stanley Cup and Bruce Almighty qualify? Does that qualify?
I don't think
is
they actually win. Like, they don't actually. It's just the scene is actually the reaction to the cup, isn't it?
Right. It's Bruce Nolan on the set, and they go to the locker room where the Sabres have won the cup, and then they come back to him, and then he goes outside, and like the city is burning because everyone's going nuts. It's more reaction to sports than actual sports. So I think we want no on that. Even though, again, it is involving a team and like a sports setting, but it's not actual sports being played in the scene.
So here's another one. Sam Farmer, actually, from out in L.A., actually tweeted this to me, and a lot of other people have as well. And that is from the movie Along Came Polly, and it's Philip Seymour Hoffman playing basketball. You've seen this one, right?
I have not seen this, no. Along Came Polly with Ben Stiller?
Philip Seymour Hoffman. Yes, and Philip Seymour Hoffman playing basketball in Along Came Polly, and it's hilarious because he's horrible, and it is funny. So, there's some really good ones. So we're going to take a couple phone calls. You can think about it if you want, 803-0550. And, Joe, you can let me know what you think. I do think the Naked Gun baseball might be at the top of the list here. It is a incredibly classic, hilarious scene in Naked Gun and the umpire scene. And I think anybody who's watched it, you can't come away not laughing about that. Let's go to Ben in Amherst, who's going to start us off. Hi, Ben. You're on WGR.
Sal, how you doing, man? I'm going to have to partially disagree with you on the Top Gun volleyball scene. I've spent 20 years on active duty, and I'll tell you, like, intramural sports are robust. Like, on a Saturday and a Sunday and even after work, every softball field is full, every basketball court, every volleyball court. So it's not improbable that volleyball game's happening. I mean, it's highly probable. Where it got a little weird was...
I got you.
The excessive amount of baby oil, I think, was going on. That's when things got a little weird. You know what I'm saying?
I do. All right. Well, with all due respect, thank you for your service, and thank you very much for that, because that is a good point. I still don't know why they're wearing jeans and just having basically showing dripping, sweating bodies, and that's what the whole scene was about to me. So I get that part of it. What else you got, Joe? Any of them? You got a movie you want to throw my way?
I still think I'm trying to find one that beats number one for me, which is the touch football scene in Wedding Crashers. I think I am definitively saying that's my number one, and that maybe it's just the general number one. Like, it's got everything you need. It's got comedy in it. It's got, you know, Bradley Cooper being too aggressive, and everyone's wearing, like, you know, clothes that just, even the clothes part is funny. No one would ever wear that playing touch football or anything athletic whatsoever. I'm going number one for me is the Wedding Crashers touch football scene.
We have a few that have gone with the Dark Knight scene when the football stadium is exploding, basically, as he's running for a touchdown. You've seen that, right? The Batman scene, and it's at Heinz Field, basically.
Yeah, at Heinz Field. Again, are we expanding to that stuff? Do we need sports to be played for it to count as a sports scene? Because that's where my mind went when you originally asked this question.
I think that counts as a sports scene, right? I mean, they're playing football in a football stadium. There's a football game going on. That's a sports scene.
Okay.
It's not a sports movie, but it is a sports scene for sure, right?
I think so. Yeah. There's also a movie that someone just tweeted at me that was based on the Office Threat Level Midnight. Well, there's a movie where... Oh, I gotta get the movie first before I get in there, because there's like a Penguins game that's going on, or an NHL All Star game.
Sudden death.
Thank you. Sudden death is getting a lot of.
Jeremy voted for like the mascot fight scene in Sudden Death or something like that. I think it was. That's what he tweeted in.
Didn't know there was a mascot fight scene. I don't think I've seen Sudden Death.
I think that's what he said. I'm laughing thinking about some of these as well. Oh, by the way, speaking of football scenes and people running, Forrest Gump, when Forrest Gump runs for a touchdown, he's playing for Alabama.
Sure.
And, he goes through, he has all those different things in life that he does. That's a pretty good one as well. Let's get to Patrick in Attica. Patrick, what do you got for us on this?
I just wanted to give a nod, how you doing, guys, to Uncle Rico in Napoleon Dynamite.
Just throwing the football over the mountains?
But he's just throwing a ball, right?
He throws it's pure comedy.
I think he's throwing a football. Is that sports? I mean, I guess it is. I don't know.
I would not count that as a sports scene. I would count it as a sports activity being played. I would not personally count it as a sports scene, but I got you. Here we got one that I've had. I'm going to go to Charlie here. Now, Charlie, I'm not going to allow this to be counted, but I want you to bring it up because it is a hilarious scene, but it's not from a movie. Go ahead, Charlie.
So, yeah, sorry. It's The Office. The basketball scene in The Office is hilarious, and, I mean, it doesn't get much better than that.
That's if we're expanding to TV shows, that's up there.
If we were expanding to TV shows, Joe, that might be number one.
It definitely wouldn't air today, because there are some jokes that are made in there, like where he drafts Stanley, for instance, that just little edgy.
There's definitely some stereotypes and things like that.
Oh,
and The Office is a very uncomfortable TV series, but that is a funny scene, and I had a lot of people tweet at me about that scene as well. 803-0550 if you want to jump in. We are actually, I'll tell you, we do have a guest coming on at 11 o'clock. I just got with this guest, and I'll tell you who that is in just a second. So a little... I was chasing somebody and finally was able to work it out, so I'll let you know what that's all about here in just a little while. Let's go to Mark in Tonawanda. Mark, what's up, buddy?
Greece. when Danny has to try out for sports to impress Olivia Newton-John, whatever her name was. I'm going back, but he tries out for all the sports because, you know,
yes,
he's the hard guy, but he has to try sports, and that's pretty funny because he tries out for a bunch and just ends up punching people and stuff.
So, Mark, so you know what about that scene? So, you know, the one time he trips over the hurdle, obviously, right? We know that. But the funniest part of that scene for me is when he takes the catcher's mask or the umpire's mask and he pulls it and it flings back on his face because he's mad about the strike being called against him.
That's a good one. And they do wrestling. He hits the guy in the chest.
Yes.
Yeah, a lot of scenes in there just all about Mark. Sports because he's, you know, he's a tough guy and tries out for sports. Not a sport
there you
movie.
Go. Have you seen yeah, thank you very much,
this
Mark.
Is good.
Thank you very much. That's a really good one. Have you seen Grease?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. A couple times. I did not remember that these scenes existed, though, but I'm watching it now, and, like, this is really good. Going after the catcher.
he's going after the...
Yeah, this is good.
He doesn't know the rules, and he they said, the ump goes foul ball. He hits the ball a long way, and he's impressed, and the ump goes foul ball. He looks, what do you mean foul ball? And he takes his mask, and he basically pulls it and slams back on his face, so that's pretty good. Arjun Menon, I hope I say his name right. I'm going to ask him when he comes on. He is a writer at PFF, Joe, and he did a really good article on something I read this morning, and it is about QB wins over expected. You've heard about this in hockey, obviously. We do this a lot, and we've had Chad DeMenesis on,
and
we've talked a lot. This is QB wins over expected, and he wrote an article about it. He also covers and talks about, I guess, the Chargers on a podcast. So Arjun's going to join us at 11:05, and we'll talk about his article on QB wins over expected. Josh Allen is one of the top, but I think you might be surprised at some of the guys at the top and some of the guys at the bottom. And at 11:05 today, we're going to kind of dive into that, and you know, that'll be pretty cool, I think, to talk about that.
I would imagine this is going to be a pro Josh Allen type of segment when he comes on at 11.
I think so too, but there's a couple of guys I was kind of surprised were more at the bottom of the list on the second half than on the top half. Let's go to Derek in West Seneca. Derek, what do you got for us? What sports scene in a non-sports related movie is really good?
Well, we might have a bad connection, but I'm going to say Walking Tall, the one with Dwayne Johnson and Johnny Knoxville. Where they play football at the beginning of the movie, and they aim for Dwayne Johnson's bad knee that he, I guess, hurt in high school.
I don't know. I don't know this scene that well. I don't think I've seen the movie. I have to remember.
I don't know this movie. I don't know this movie, no. Walking Tall? No.
No, I don't know that. All right, well, thanks for the vote on that. We'll see.
A lot of people are tweeting in, I've not seen this movie. I should have seen this movie, but I have not. The bowling scene in The Big Lebowski?
Oh, yes, for sure. The Big Lebowski is, okay, what am I going to say? I've used the word classic maybe too much, but that you got to, have you seen The Big Lebowski? You got to see The Big Lebowski.
I have not seen The Big Lebowski, no.
Okay, one time I was at a Bison's game. And you know what the Bison's games, they do the look-alike thing on the video board. Have you seen that?
Yes.
They find someone in the crowd and they do who the person looks like, right? So one time I'm at a Bison's game and on the video board, they have The Big Lebowski and they put Bulldog up there. Like our Bulldog in The Big Lebowski.
Okay.
That happened. I'm telling you, it happened. And people were like, Bulldog, WGR, Big Lebowski. So there you go. So got to watch The Big Lebowski to see Bulldog, I guess. Here's one for you. Leonard, what's up, Leonard? What do you got for me?
I got the basketball scene from Cable Guy.
Oh, yes. Okay. Is that the one? Wait a minute. And that's not the same one I was referring to. That's Philip Seymour Hoffman is Along Came Polly, right? What is the basketball scene from Cable Guy? Jim Carrey plays basketball, right?
Yeah, he dunks on Jack Black and then tells him thanks for the boost.
Oh, that's right. Joe, have you seen Cable Guy?
No, I'm finding there's a lot of movies here I have not seen at all. I've not seen Cable Guy, no.
We'll take one more before we hit the break. Sean in Ontario. Hi, Sean. You're on WGR.
Hey, thanks for letting me on the line, guys. Love the show. You have me howling this morning.
Thank you.
The Ace Ventura pet detective scene. He's been chasing this bird all movie. And at the end of the movie, he saved Dan Marino. And they're playing the Philadelphia Eagles. And the Eagle mascot shoot away this bird he's after. And then Ace Ventura needs to take out his frustrations on said mascot. And they got him on the Jumbotron, giving a thumbs up. It's quite hysterical.
All right, yeah, very good. And by the way, those are funny movies. I think Jim Carrey is just hilarious, to be honest with you, Joe.
I so a couple people are putting some TV show nominees in here, and I can't believe I did not think of this one, but the gang gets invincible when and It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, they try out for the Philadelphia Eagles. It's a whole episode.
Joe, I've never seen an episode of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
It's so good. That episode especially. I mean, if you're going to watch just one Sunny episode in your entire life, I think the episode where they try out for the Eagles is perfect. It's so uncomfortable, though. Like, it is not in the same way even though we were talking about The Office, but the whole show is made to make you feel uncomfortable. And, that episode is, it's so good. It's so funny.
Arjun Menon from PFF is going to join us at 11:05. QB wins over expected. It's a really good article. I read it this morning. I reached out to him, so I knew. I think he was on the West Coast, and I felt bad. So, thankfully, he got back just a little while ago. He's going to join us at 11:05. We'll talk about that with him. And we're taking your calls today on the best sports scene in a non-sports-related movie. You never know what gets the callers going here, and you guys are bringing it today because we have had a lot of calls. I've had a lot of replies to the tweets. We're having some fun today on the Extra Point Show, and we'll continue to do that. So load them up. Think about them. You got a couple minutes to think about it. We'll take some phone calls when we come back on WGR.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hot route! Red 7, red 7, red 7!
Look for me
Hot
in the route. End zone red after this seven. Play. I'll be the guy holding the ball.
John!
What?
Red 7!
I don't know what red 7 means.
Hot route!
I don't. What is hot route?
Will you just go stand on the other side, please?
Every time he yells hot route, I laugh, Joe.
It's perfect. Oh, perfect timing. I love
it. It's amazing. It is amazing. That is from Wedding Crashers. That's Vince Vaughn. And that is an Owen Wilson. That is one of our nominees for the best. We don't really have an actual ranking or winner, I guess, today, but it's one of the nominees for the best sports scene in a non-sports related movie that we've been talking about today. If you have any more, share them. We want you to. 803-0550, 888-550-2550. Let's see. I want to go to Tom here in Olean. I think I know what he's going to talk about here as I see the movie, but I don't. I'm going to guess it's the tennis scene, Tom. What do you want to give me here?
Yeah, that was it. It's right at the very beginning, and Tom Hanks is visiting the fiancée's house,
In Bachelor Party, just so everybody knows, in Bachelor Party.
These families well to do. And every time the ball comes to Tom Hanks, he just cranks it, you know, over the fence out of the tennis court and just makes a home run call every time. And the future father-in-law is just getting so angry.
I love it. It's funny. That's right. That's right. That's right.
He calls each time.
I like it. I like it. So, Joe, I don't know if you've ever seen Bachelor Party. Great, great movie with Tom Hanks. A long time ago. He's really young. And he's play, and Tom Hanks is going to get married to this girl who's very wealthy, and the parents are kind of snobbish, and they're playing tennis in the backyard at their, you know, their court. But he is not like that. He doesn't come from any money or anything, and the parents don't really love him and don't like him at all because she's marrying him. And instead of actually playing tennis, he takes the ball, he takes a two-hander, and he knocks it out of the fence, and he acts like he could just hit a home run at Yankee Stadium or something. It's pretty hilarious.
Okay.
It's pretty hilarious.
So adding it to my list. Adding it to my list of movies that I've discovered today I've not seen that maybe I should.
Well, hey, I mean, I should watch It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, actually, to be quite honest with you, because I haven't done that.
I mean, maybe like one episode. I don't think you need to like watch the whole thing, because it's an acquired taste, I would think, that series is.
803-0550, 888-550-2550. Let's see. And by the way, there's plenty of people with great, great responses. I can't get back to you or like them all on Twitter, but I'm reading them. I think it's great. Is there a predominant sport that kind of gets played in these movies? You know what I mean? Because you have a little bit of everything. You have the flag football. There's baseball. I think you have a little bit of everything, I guess, in all these movies.
There's not a lot of hockey.
Right.
Wayne's World street hockey scene is being tweeted a bunch, but like that's the only one for that. I mean, volleyball, we got the pool one from Meet the Parents, and then Top Gun. Baseball, maybe? Is baseball the most popular one we've seen? Like baseball, softball is probably what you would see the most. I don't know.
Probably. I think so. Here's another one. Let's see. Someone says, the whole thing about Uncle Rico, like, I don't think that's a sports scene. I think he's just throwing a football, basically.
He's just throwing, right. It's throwing a football count as sports. Like, that's all it is. Like, I'm iffy on that. I am more likely to tell you that the scene that we're talking about in Sudden Death, where like mascots are fighting, or like the setting is like a hockey game. I'm ready to say that is more a sports scene than Uncle Rico throwing a football.
Here's a good one. The street hockey scene in, what do you call it, with Mike Myers?
Wayne's World,
there you go. Yeah, the street hockey scene. I mean, that's there you go. Car! Got to move because of the car coming, right? I mean, that's what we all did when we were kids.
I actually did that the other day. Not kidding.
You did? Really?
Me and some friends played street hockey the other day. Just an impromptu street hockey game broke out. And I completely forgot about how annoying it was to have to move the net every 2 minutes because there was a car coming. I was lucky, though. I grew up on a street where there was like a cul-de-sac, so you didn't have to really worry about cars much.
Yes. We would play street hockey when I was a kid in like a parking lot near my house. You know what I mean? It would be a lot easier.
Good.
And
yep.
It was just a lot of. And then I lived right near. I went to Cleveland Hill, as you know. I say that, you know, people know. And I lived right near the school, and we would literally go in the school parking lot as well and play sometimes. We'd do that. But street hockey here, if I wanted to do, I live in the city. Now I do live on a one way street, but there's traffic that comes around. We could do it, but Max is just too young. I don't want to go out in the street and play street hockey with him right now. But he talks about it sometimes. Why don't we ever, you know, go out? We can play hockey. I'm like, I wish we could, buddy. Like, we just don't have an area to do it. But I think we could do that. How many guys did you have playing? How many people did you have playing?
We had like six guys playing. So a little 3-on-3. Flip the net upside down because we didn't have a goaltender. So you got the smaller net on the bottom. Yeah, it was a great time. I had not done that in so long because that was, I mean, growing up, like every day. Not even kidding. Like 3-4 days a week, right? We had big street hockey games.
Yeah, same thing with me. You don't see that anymore. You know what else I don't see anymore is like we used to play, just show up at the baseball diamond and play, right? You don't see a lot of that anymore, right? With just like people just playing baseball at the baseball diamond. I know it takes a lot of people to get together and everybody's got things going on, but you don't see a lot of that either.
I think it's a lot of basketball now. Like, I don't know. Like,
yeah, that's true.
Like, when I was in high school, like at the end of high school, into college, and then even now, still now a little bit, like the group of friends I have, like our fantasy football group chat. I'm in a fantasy league with a bunch of guys. Like, we grew up together, same neighborhood, and like that's kind of how we stay connected. We ever do something, we're like we're playing something together, it's always basketball. It's like, anyone want to meet at the courts, like down by Fireman's Park in West Seneca? And like that's what we play. That just might be it's easier now, right? Because all you need is a ball and find a place to play. So I think basketball maybe is kind of taking over for that.
Let's go to Rick, who's up next. Hi, Rick. You're on WGR.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on the program. Second time caller. Unrelated sports would be Prison, the original Longest Yard with Burt Reynolds. It's the championship, you know, well, not championship, but it's the game against the guards and the inmates.
But isn't that really kind of, isn't it a sports-themed movie? The whole theme of the movie, it's called The Longest Yard for a reason.
Well, Burt Reynolds got in there because he drove somebody's convertible into a pool. So
I get it. I think this is a tough one. I'm on the fence on this one. I thought about it, Rick, but I'm thinking, I think the whole premise of the movie is building up towards a football game, which makes it, to me, a sports-related movie. That's what I'm saying.
The scene I was thinking of was when the referee was on the guard side, not calling any penalties. So Burt Reynolds had died, give me an open shot to the ref. He was a bullseye right down south of the border.
Yeah, I get it. Funny.
But speaking of movies, a while back you guys had spoke about sports movies that were like real tearjerkers, really like brotherly team. And one thing that wasn't mentioned was Ryan's Song back in the 70s.
Yeah, I remember that. That's a real story. That's a true story about Brian Piccolo for sure. Joe, go ahead. You were going to say something about the longest yard one.
Yeah, like I thought about the scene in the remake where Adam, because it is a sports movie. I don't think this counts, even though it's a different sport. It's a different sport being played in this scene than what the movie is about. The movie is about football. When Adam Sandler plays Michael Irvin one-on-one basketball to get him to join the team.
Okay.
I don't think that counts because it is still a sports movie, but it's a different sport than what the movie was being played.
Right. I think The Longest Yard, I consider it a football, a sports-related movie.
Yes, for
although
sure.
I understand that, you know, it's about prison, but the whole point and premise of the movie is to play a football game at the end. Right?
It's a sports movie.
Dan in Florida, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? That is. I think I broke his freaking neck, whatever it was, from the longest yard. That was hilarious. But I hope that was okay to say on air. But anyway.
That's okay. You're good.
I just saw something recently, and it was cute and funny, but it was a good father-son Little League football movie. It's on Netflix. It's called The Home Team. It's about Sean Payton, the year he got suspended from Bodygate. And then he goes and reconnects with his son in Texas and coaches the worst losing Little League football team ever going to the championship. I mean, it is a really adorable movie. I think you guys – and the kicker kicks really well all in practice, but then he gets into the game and there's this little girl that he's, you know, in love with. And so he always kicks it into the behind of the center. He does never make it above the field goal. Just little silly things like that. Have you ever seen it?
No. I was going to say thank you for the movie. I don't think this would qualify for our particular discussion, but I appreciate you bringing it up because I have not seen the movie yet.
Yeah, you're going to like it. All right, listen, guys, you have fun. And, that is a little too much oil in Top Gun. I hear you on that one.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it, Dan. I think the Sean Payton movie he's referring to has got to be a sports movie, wouldn't it? I mean, wouldn't that count as a sports movie?
That's definitely a sports movie. Also, maybe it's good, but I saw after watching the trailer, I'm like, oh, my God. That looks horrible. I am not watching that. So maybe after that recommendation, I might give it a shot. But I remember watching the trailer then. Like Kevin James as Sean Payton when he was suspended from the NFL for Bountygate, like a serious issue at the time. it's a lighthearted movie now about that time. Okay, maybe it's good. Maybe it's good.
Buzz in Buffalo. Hi, Buzz.
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Good, thanks.
But, hey, this doesn't quite fit what you're asking for, but it's nonetheless a tremendous scene in the movie, and it's Airplane when Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is Captain Murdoch, and Joey, the little kid, comes up into the cockpit. He's like, "Hey,
they have a funny discussion. I don't want to go through it on the air here. You know what I mean? Okay. I get, people would have to watch it. I get it, but not a sports scene though. Buzz, not a sports scene necessarily. So I appreciate it. But yeah, people, I'd rather not even discuss what is said on it during the discussion there. But I think people recognize that's a funny movie. Going back then. By the way, the show Winning Time that was on HBO Max actually has a bit of that in there and shows Kareem and kind of what he was like off the set. Maybe that was not true. I don't know, but it was really interesting to me. Chris in Kenmore. Chris, what's up?
Hey, guys. I got one for you. How about the movie Fletch with Chevy Chase when he has the dream about playing on the Lakers?
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's a dream. Have you seen this yet, Joe?
No.
Have you seen the movie Fletch?
I've never seen Fletch.
Okay, Fletch is really funny. It's with Chevy Chase, and he goes to bed. He dreams that he's on the L.A. Lakers, and it's funny. It's just a funny scene, but there you go. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
We haven't brought up any golf scenes yet in movies. Are there any good golf scenes?
Has there been a golf scene in a non-golf movie or a non-related movie? Which one? We got this. This is from our boss Alan. He also says meet the parents. Isn't that what you say too? The volleyball scene. Meet the parents.
Yeah, the pool volleyball scene. Super.
I
good.
Think that's what he's referring to as well. Yes, that's right.
Yeah, I mentioned that one earlier. That's so Ben Stiller's trying to impress the dad, Robert De Niro.
Yes,
and he's on Robert De Niro's team for the pool volleyball scene, and De Niro's taking it really seriously. So he's like, you got to spike that one. You can't set it over. And he's like yelling at him. He's getting mad about it. So then Ben Stiller's like, all right. And then he spikes it and it hits his daughter in the face. And like she starts bleeding. And he's like, I'm not going to say his name in case I accidentally misstep on it because it's very close to a bad word. But he basically says, like, it's only a game. Take it easy. So good. I tweeted that out, by the way, at Sneaky Joe Sports, if you want to watch that scene.
That scene reminds me of a TV show scene, The Brady Bunch, when Marsha gets hit in the face with the ball. Do you remember that? That's a famous TV show scene, when Marsha gets hit in the nose with the ball and she breaks her nose. And she's got a school thing coming up. Like, that's a famous TV show scene.
How did I forget this, being the Seinfeld junkie that I am? Speaking of taking a sport too seriously, in a slow-pitch softball game, where George Costanza runs Bette Midler, who is the catcher at the end of the game for the winning run, and puts her in the hospital. It is so good.
Which movie is this?
This is TV. This is Seinfeld.
Oh, okay.
George Bette Midler is the catcher because she has some connection. Like, she's Bette Midler too. Like, she's playing she's an actress in it. And George, she's got the ball as the catcher, and George is heading for home plate, and he just yells and just runs through her for the tying run. So, got to TV ones. I looked up golf scenes and movies and TV shows. I got The Sopranos, where Tony Soprano meets the doctor out on the golf course. He buys him a new driver, and then when he doesn't take up his offer, he breaks it in half, and he backs into the lake by accident. There's not a lot of good golf ones in here, though. Not in movies.
Well, Michael has one here that he tweeted into us. Which one did you just say? Which golf scene did you just talk about?
The Sopranos.
Okay, he says the best golf scene in a non-sports movie is Hall Pass after they eat the drugs and they go out on the golf course. And
yes,
that is hilarious.
Yes.
That is a great, great nomination, Michael. Thank you very much.
The brownies.
Much.
Yep, that's good.
Yes,
that's good.
They eat the brownies, that's right, that are laced, yes. Or however you want to, whatever the term is.
So
you want to use that.
You're fine with that.
We'll take a timeout here. We'll come back. We got a few minutes left in this segment. Maybe we can take a phone call or two on this. And at the same time, we're going to get ready to hear from our special guest once again from PFF. It is Arjun Menon, who has a QB wins over expected article that I think is really interesting that I want to get into. That's at 11:05. More on the way on the best sports scenes in non-sports movies here on WGR.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So the Rochester American season's over, Joe.
That sounded like a game to be at yesterday, though.
Triple overtime. The winning goal scored by John Sebastian D. John Sebastian D has played in the NHL. You know who he is, right? You know.
John Sebastian. He's been with... I think it's pronounced Day, maybe.
Okay,
you know what?
So
when he was on the Sabres, we went back and forth six times. So I don't know that for sure, but I feel like that's where we ended when he was in Buffalo.
Okay, this is a good question, and this is good. This is why I bring this up, because I went back and looked at a highlight of him. He was on the Devils, and the play-by-play announcer called him John Sebastian D. I wanted to make sure, because I don't know. And maybe he didn't know, or maybe he was wrong at the time. Because it could be Day. Because here's why. Did you hear, Joe, have you heard the French call of last night's goal for his goal?
I have seen someone tweet at us about it. I have not heard it. By the way, his official pronunciation on NHL.com, it does say Day. So
it is Day. Okay, well, then that makes sense then. Here we go. Because this is, and I don't know, I'm thinking this is the person. So we want to give credit here. The French broadcaster, the Laval Rocket, by the way, is the affiliate for the Montreal Canadiens.
Yep.
And they have an American broadcast, they have a French broadcast on their affiliate. And I'm reading their website says, once again, Stéphane Leroux and Bruno Gervais will serve as play-by-play announcer and color analysts, respectively, while experts François-Étienne Corbin, Patrick Froilet, Jasmine Leroux, and Daphne Malbouf, I believe, will continue their in-depth interview. So one of these people is making this call, and I want to make sure, because I don't know who it is. Okay, Joe, like this has to be simply honoring or copying Rick Jeanneret, right? Let's listen to this. This is the goal last night that knocked the Amerks season, that knocked them out of their season from the Laval Rocket.
Paquet toujours, on va ramener les bleus, Harvey Pinard à Ouellet, vers JSD, le tir et le but! Mayday! 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 Jean-Sébastien Day!
Right?
It's interesting because instead of the play on May, correct, like Brad May, it's the play on Day. So it's a little...
It happened in May.
I think without knowing who the guy is and without knowing his background, how long he's been doing it, I don't know. He could have just straight been copying Rick Jeanneret. I want to maybe think that he didn't know, that he hasn't heard the Mayday call.
Really?
Yeah.
I think Zach and I are in a different boat. I think it's almost exactly the exact pace. It sounds almost exactly like Rick Jeanneret saying those words.
The pace is a good point. It does sound similar there, but I don't know. I do podcasts once in a while with like different like guys around the Locked On Network. Maybe like I'd take a straw poll of them. Like how many hockey fans around the country know the Mayday call? Because I would bet it's not as high as we might think.
Okay, now let's remember Rick Jeanneret also lives in Canada.
Sure.
I mean, I don't know the relationship. This play-by-play man, as a homage to Rick Jeanneret, may have done this. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
Like I'm just kidding. Someone tweeted this at us today, by the way, and thank you very much for doing that. And I got to go back and see exactly who that was. Oh, here it is. It is, who sent this to us? Zach Holland. Thank you, Zach, for sending, because I had no idea. I had not heard this. And I guess it is Jean-Sébastien Day, from what you're saying. But I did go back and watch a highlight of when he played with the Devils, and their play-by-play person called him John Sebastian D. So that's why I thought maybe, it's got to be. But if it is Day, I think he's still basically, I think he's honoring Rick Jeanneret. But we don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds just like it.
It's one of three things. He's either honoring Rick Jeanneret, he's just straight up copying, and is thinking that nobody's going to catch him on it. Or three, he just simply doesn't know the call, and it just came out the same way it did for RJ 30 years ago.
Unfortunate loss for the Amerks last night, but a really, really a good run at it in the HL playoffs. And they gave a lot of excitement to Rochester and hope to Sabres fans. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. Arjun Menon from PFF is going to join us. He has written about the QB wins over expected. And interesting graph with the names on it at the top and the names on it at the bottom. We'll talk about that and Josh Allen and some other NFL stuff next on WGR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.